Those principles, if you think about them, Al, prove that we have to keep working at all parts of the safety job all the time.
Well, a lot of those things are management responsibilities that a foreman can't do much about.
Well, I've heard that before, too. But my experience has been that often management lets things go by default just because foremen aren't interested. Besides, foremen are part of the management group and can do a lot to determine the things a company does about safety. Why, I'll bet if your foremen all want a complete safety program and will show a lot of interest in it, you can get the big boss to do pretty much what you recommend. In our case, the management was definitely determined to lick the problem. Mr. Smith himself came to a meeting of foremen and supervisors and sounded the keynote.
Let us never forget that safety is an important part of the production program. We've got to take the lead. But if we are to succeed, all the men and women in the plant must become really interested.
Did you put the guards back?
Sure, Al. The guards are necessary. So are the rules and the right kind of supervision and salesmanship. Our safety rules and instructions were revised by a committee to make sure they were correct. Then each foreman presented them to his men individually.
Bill, this is a new set of safety rules, or rather safe practices, that we have all agreed to follow. It was drawn up by a committee of men and foremen, and we all feel that its use is going to be helpful in preventing accidents. I want you to take it home and read it over carefully. I'm going to expect you and all the other boys to remember and follow the practices outlined here. Now, if there's anything in it that you don't understand or that you want to talk to me about, come back and see me tomorrow.
You know, Al, new men, and these days many women workers, too, are taking over jobs for which they have had little or no experience. We make sure that every new employee gets full instruction in the safe way to do his job. It's when a man first goes to work that the foreman has the best chance he will ever have to win his interest and cooperation. Here is an example of the wrong way to do it.
Okay, Bill, your job's right here. I guess you've run millers like this before. The only thing is, we're trying to keep a good safety record, so don't get hurt.
How do you handle the new employees, John?
Well, we make it a point to spend quite a bit of time with every new man in the department. I talk to him about a lot of other things besides safety, but you can be sure I let him know that this is a department where we expect men to work without getting hurt. I always make it a point to introduce him to the chairman of my department safety committee. Chuck, this is Fred Gillis, who's going to be working on the trucking job. This is Chuck Abbott, Fred. He's chairman of our department safety committee. Chuck, I wish you'd see that Fred gets all the dope on our safety work. See that he meets the other boys on the committee and that he gets all the facts.
Well, that sounds okay, John. What else?
Well, we have continued posters and bulletin boards. They're the advertising. Safety, like good shaving cream or radios or any other product, needs hard punch and publicity. The poster display, like any successful advertising, must be kept clean and fresh and be changed frequently. Some companies change their posters every day. Others leave them up as long as a week. But they certainly will have a bad effect on the safety program if they're left up too long. Now, when new posters go up often, they do a lot to maintain interest in good safety performance. Bulletin boards placed where everybody can see them are good advertising. And we have a big board at the plant entrance that's a whiz. This outdoor billboard is changed regularly, just like the best commercial displays. And we like to get ideas from the men about safety. The ideas themselves are valuable, and besides, it does a lot to maintain their interest if they know that they are contributing to the safety program. Just last week...
Zeb, your suggestion was a prize winner. And on behalf of the company, I want to give you this check. Now you can buy another war bond or maybe a new coat for the missus.
John, how about safety badges, pins, and other things like that?
We make good use of them, Al. All men in the departments that have perfect safety records for a year are given pins. Our outside truck drivers also are awarded safety badges for no accident records for one or more years.
And do the men go for these things?
Sure, Al. The secret is never to let up on the promotion. Keep them pepped up with new ideas all the time. We hold a lot of meetings. It's a swell way to maintain interest. We often show films to make the instructions stick, and the men go for these in a big way, and we try to get the men to take part in the discussions. Our foremen also hold short safety meetings of their department. In these meetings, we get different members of the department to give talks or offer suggestions. I suppose, Al, that three or four times a day, I get a few of my fellows together to say something to them about safety in connection with some of the work they're doing. These are just quick stand-up meetings that don't take much of my time or theirs, but they certainly are an important way of keeping them reminded.
Well, what do you say to them, John?
Well, for example, I told some of the boys the other day, I just want to say a word to you boys about some of these new people we're getting in. They naturally don't feel the same about safety as we do. I wish you'd keep your eyes and ears open, and when you get a chance, sort of put in a word or two about actors.
Do you run contests, John?
Oh, sure thing. They help a lot. Our contests are based on man hours and planned so that each department, big or little, has an equal chance to win.
Some departments in a plant are more hazardous than others. How could you get around that?
That's easy. One plant I know of chooses up sides by having all the men draw red or black chips out of a box. There's a red team and a black one, and each has a captain. The losing team has to wait tables while the winning team eats a turkey dinner.
Pretty tough on the loser.
Well, our committee plan is another idea that sure does a lot to keep the safety subject alive. We have a committee of foremen who help form safety policies, and they also handle plant inspections. In my department, I have a committee of workmen who make inspections and help to sell safety to the other men. Now, just the other day, one of these men who served on my safety committee...
Hey, Red, you'll bust a leg that way.
Yeah? Get behind and push. You can handle it better that way, and it won't run over you. We've got a good record for safety in this department. Wouldn't want to spoil it, would you?
Safety instruction isn't all given in the plant, either. We send safety information home.
How do you do that?
We do it with payroll enclosures, because the kids like to see them, and we get the whole family interested. Another way is with the Safe Worker magazine, which we get from the National Safety Council. It has a lot of cartoons the family likes, and, of course, some good dope on safety. Then our own plant publication carries a lot of information on safety.
Yeah, I'll show pictures of the men, I suppose.
You bet it does, and sometimes of whole departments. Now, in selling safety, as in selling anything else, you have to keep your program varied. When one of these things doesn't click, it's likely to do more harm than good. Therefore, I watch the reaction of the men all the time. And when one method doesn't work, I try another.
I think you'll agree that John Payne had the answer. The foreman's job is to take the safety out of posters and records and bulletin boards and put it between the ears of his workers. As one foreman remarked, I make it a practice to explain safety as often as I can think up new ways of doing it. As foreman, you should keep alive your own interest in safety and be sure your men are interested too. Only when they really want safety can your safety program be successful. Safety principles and interests pay dividends to you and to your company. Safety is primarily your responsibility. It is even more than that. It is your opportunity to serve your country and help to whip its enemies. We must save manpower for war power.